10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tesh. A fresh start, if you will, begins now. Lots to talk about when it comes to the Green Bay Packers. We will get to it, I vow, much like Xavier McKinney vowed that he will be on the field September 7th against the Detroit Lions for the Packers opener.
Do you think Josh Jacobs plays tomorrow night?
I talked to Josh Jacobs yesterday.
Nice.
Josh Jacobs, and I quote, when he was asked about the value of playing, I just really feel like I'm hitting my stride. I don't know if I'm too much worried about needing to play. Obviously, I do need to get tackled a couple times to see if I'm ready for it. Look, they're playing one series. They haven't said that, but that's clearly the message, right? And then they're done for the preseason as a whole, I think, on both sides of the ball.
And is that right?
I think that is what I think.
Wow.
That is my opinion.
Oh, I thought that was a reportage. Wow.
No. No. I think that's it. And then it's going to be...
Why? What makes you think that?
Because this whole fuzzy math business from LaFleur basically made it sound like you play X number of snaps and that's all you need. It's like an inoculation. You're immunized, if you will.
If you play three snaps, you have a 72% less chance of getting hurt in the first 4 weeks.
Correct. Yeah,
that's what the math says.
Again, as you so astutely pointed out, the analytics nerds, as Jesse would call them, that work for the league have no bias whatsoever of trying to get marquee players to play in the preseason. So the people who have to pay for the dang tickets to go and the people that are watching and advertisers who want you to see the commercial breaks of Packers Jets on TV, they don't want starters playing. No, there's no ulterior motive there. I get it. But Matt LaFleur was a little light on details. At one point, he apparently said to Pete Doherty while we were on the air yesterday, Pete, I'll get you that tomorrow. Well, of course, today is tomorrow. There's no access today.
So you might as well say, like that.
I'll see you the second Tuesday of next week.
But that is, I think you had a little slip up there, if I think. You're saying three, whatever happens tomorrow, if it's three snaps, if it's a seven-play drive, that's it. Deuces for everybody. I don't want Josh Jacobs playing at all. Josh Jacobs is where he's at. I agree. I do want Jordan. I want the O-line. I'd like to see some of these other backs. I want all the wideouts that are healthy to play. If Jaden Reed ain't healthy, don't play him. But
sure. No
Josh
Wicks.
Jacobs is the one cat that I am like, nah, we're good. We need Josh Jacobs, and it's not that we don't need these other guys, but Josh Jacobs, we know what we're getting. I think he is in a good enough position, especially with the joint practices coming up. I am very surprised if this is going to be it for the entire preseason, because it does feel like we watched Cincinnati last night. I didn't watch it, but I saw the highlights. 15 snaps, two drives, Burrow and Chase looking sharp. We're seeing more. Kansas City's going to play their guys. The NFL puts a report out that you're going to be better off if you play guys. Yeah, shocker. If that is it, that will be very surprising to me. And that's why when you said it, my antennas went way up.
Yeah. Would it be disappointing to you?
I mean, listen, man, I'm not going to be disappointed. I want guys to be healthy when we play Detroit, but you do leave yourself in that position of how much competitiveness and how much actual game do you want these guys to have? This is still a really young football team. We've spent the whole offseason talking about how many guys have a lot to prove.
Sure, yeah.
You prove stuff in the preseason, too. Like Matthew Golden, everybody's saying all the right stuff. I want to see him play in the preseason.
Yeah, I agree.
I want to see Romeo Doubs play in the preseason. I know he's proven himself he's had a great camp. He's a gush guy, according to you. I want to see it.
Let me ask you this. So the Chargers lost Rashawn Slater. Now, this was in practice, not in a game.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So, and bad stuff can happen, right? Bad stuff can happen crossing Oneida Street. I get it. So you want to see the entirety of the offensive line? Look, she did not do 11-on-11 yesterday. So he ain't playing. The groin injury, he's come back somewhat, but he did not do everything yesterday, so he ain't playing on Saturday. So that means Jordan Morgan, who needs the work and needs to be evaluated, will be the left tackle. Right? I don't have a problem with that. Like, he needs the work, and he needs to, like, last year, he didn't play a lot. When he did, he played guard, so he needs those reps. On the flip side...
What did Google just say?
That was not me. I don't know where that was, but that one was not me.
I thought that was a Googler. Okay.
No. I don't know what that was. It sounded more like Windows related of some sort. Maybe Microsoft Teams. But at the same time, I also remember Brian Bulaga, Chad Clifton, Mark Tauscher, David Bakhtiari. If those four studs weren't playing, the best quarterback on your roster wasn't playing either. Right? In the preseason. They were not going to trot out a backup to protect a future Hall of Famer. Jordan Love's at a different spot. Jordan Morgan is a first-round pick. But I don't know. What I watched on Family Night, there were a couple of rushes from Lucas Van Ness and Will McDonald. Pick swap has been even better than Lucas Van Ness has been through 2 years. I'm a little bit apprehensive about Will McDonald beating the left tackle and putting a shot on the quarterback. Now, you've pointed out you can get the ball out quickly, not have to put yourself in harm's way. I would only push back by saying sometimes quarterbacks, with their instincts, they get into the heat of the moment. They're not thinking, oh, I need to, if this isn't there at a three-step drop, I need to just throw the check down. Their competitiveness takes over, and they extend the play, and they put themselves in peril. So I don't want to see, if I'm Matt LaFleur, if I'm a Packers fan, I don't want to see Jordan Love anything more than one series. That's enough risk for me. It's more risk than I would prefer.
You're talking about for the whole preseason.
Yeah. You got joint practices before the other two preseason games. You've got the joint practices. Like, ideally... I don't know, maybe we get to a point before we get to 18 games for the regular season and two for the preseason where you do three joint practices, one with each team you play.
Sure.
Maybe. Right? They're not doing one with the Jets. Maybe they should be. And then they wouldn't have to do as much in the game. I don't know.
I think what we need to do, if this is indeed the case, and you're probably right, you listen and are up there and paying more attention. I almost wonder then, at some point we're just going to get to 20 games and be done with the preseason completely, right?
I mean, well, so let me ask you this, and then we'll shift gears again after the break. You are the radio analyst for Badger football. You played college football. Why doesn't college football have preseason games? Why does the NFL have preseason games and college doesn't?
There's plenty of, first off, typically, because in the old days, and still
cupcakes.
For most teams, you bring in a couple cupcakes, you have the frosting, and you get to play.
Nom,
guys.
Nom, nom,
obviously,
nom, nom,
I think it's Ohio State, Texas, right out of the gates.
Ain't no cupcake.
Do I bet both teams wish they played Austin Peay and Middle Tennessee State prior to it? Probably. They probably do.
Let's go, Peay!
And I know Luke Fickell has mentioned he thought that there'd be some good ideas with scrimmaging and doing some other things. I think it'd be awesome if, even at Platteville or Whitewater or Eau Claire, if they wanted to go and schedule, you'd probably do a home and away where you'd schedule and have a scrimmage. Not going to happen, more than likely. So, I don't know exactly when everything has changed, but it comes back to 2016 for the Green Bay Packers. I think every team has changed their mindset on it. I don't know if it's going to change back. Doesn't feel like it. It is going to be more regular season games, and they're just people are going to be using the regular season those first couple weeks. And Green Bay doesn't have that luxury, people. This isn't the, well, we're playing an AFC team, and, oh, we could do this. I believe that that opening game is such a season setter from a tone standpoint, where Detroit, they can have all this bravado that they want. That's great. They earned it. They have every right to. But Green Bay can smack them in the mouth and say, you know what? Hopefully they're doing a little Netflix deal. And Matt LaFleur can get up and say, you know what? Dan Campbell's always talking about dragging us out. We're going to drag out and drown these boys. And that tone setting, you don't have that luxury. You got two big boy games in 10 days to start your season. And if you get out to a 2-0 start, Katie barred a door. The mindset and the vibe is going to be strong.
Right. I agree. Could go the other way, too, and then it's Katie's in trouble. That would not be what you're looking for. I'd be curious to see, and I know that you've done some wagers at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. If they start 2-0,
yeah.
How do you think they're super and beat the Lions and the Commanders in a 5-day span? How do you think their odds as Super Bowl contenders change? And if the opposite happens, how low do they drop?
It will shift. And if they go 0-2, it'll shift in a big way. It's a big start. Jesse usually goes over to the Hard Rock sports book, takes a good look at it. What did we do, Jesse? We talked 9.5. Is that what we started thinking about? And then, of course, the Jordan Love MVP, which if we start 2-0 and Jordan comes out of the gates, I promise you this, Jesse and I are going to be looking at saying, oh, baby, this is sweet. What we did in May and June. 25-1.
Over 9.5 wins? Features. Oh, sorry. I thought you were asking what we bet on. Never mind.
No, I was, but you didn't chime in.
You kept talking.
I figured you were still writing down the names for the trivia.
Of course you did. Yeah.
ESPN Fantasy.
Over 9.5 wins, Jordan Love MVP, and Packers win the division were the three wagers we put down last time we were there.
And do you remember the winning the division? Because that will change exponentially if we beat Detroit right out of the gates.
I don't remember it off the top of my head. I'll bring the tickets in, and we will talk about them next week.
All right, good stuff. The new Hard Rock Casino Rockford features over 175,000 square feet of gaming, entertainment space, 1,300 slots, 50 live table games, that sportsbook that Jesse and I had a great time at, and a rock shop. They also have great food options at the Hard Rock Cafe, Council Oak Steak and Seafood, bricked Italian kitchen, and I am really excited to try the UU Noodle Bar at some point. Again, only an hour from the Madison area, premier entertainment destination, just off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois.
At some point, we do need to get to the Pizza Hut experience, because I've been very curious about that, but we got a lot more football to get through as well. But we will hear about Throwback Thursday.
Let me tease you out. All right. If you are a middle-aged man and a young lady comes up, would you rather have that young lady say that you look sexy or you look hot? Because that happened to someone at the Pizza Hut in Platteville. And we will find out who that was what their reaction was. We'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Which this was not what I was expecting.
What did you expect?
I expected, you know, some stuff about the cool 70s or 80s outfits you were wearing and how popular Jesse's dad, not George, but Matt LaPay was at the event. And after you were having some apprehension about who may or may not be there, if it was a huge success, I did not have being called hot and sexy, whoever this person is, on my bingo card.
Confidence is very sexy, don't you think?
It'll be even more shocking if the person was you.
That's not very nice.
Happy and ninth
fairness,
anniversary.
Right. In fairness, you'd be right. So we had a great day in Platteville. We, you know, we watched practice and then we finished up and went down to the Pizza Hut in Platteville. It's retro day. There's some specials on different pizzas and wings that people could have. We had a nice crowd in there, and our team at ESPN, we did. The team crushed it. We had everybody set up there. The Pizza Hut team was fantastic. The servers and the it was just a great day. The players got there when they were supposed to. They executed a couple of fun videos that will be, I'm not sure when they're going to be out. I'm assuming in the next couple of weeks. So all of it was great. Jesse, who, like, what you were supposed to be there again. Jesse showed up a little late. No offense to Jesse yesterday. Fair?
Don't even get me started.
Well, what do you mean? But Jesse ended up getting late. So Matt and I did a couple of things, and we were dressed in our retro outfits. Matt had a very good looking shirt where there would be chest hair. He had like a gold chain. He had the wig. I had my go to 70s and 80s outfit that I went to use at a gala
Bedazzled.
2 years ago, so it worked beautifully. So we're sitting there, and everything is done. Our team had, done all the content. We did all the stuff. The players headed back to Platteville. It was about 0.5 miles away from the campus. Everything's great. So we're sitting there, and there's still a few people lingering around finishing their pizza. And this young lady, how old do you think this gal was, Jesse, that came over to Matt J. LaPay at about 2 o'clock yesterday?
This is the one that you asked her to say how old she thought each of you guys were, so I don't
correct.
I'd say 50s, maybe? 50s?
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, unprompted. And Matt was great, as he always is. He played along. It was a fun day. But I haven't seen him twinkle. Like, he twinkled like my jacket that's in that picture was twinkling. After this young lady, unprompted, just comes up and said, asked how old Matt was, and said, he's hot. H-A-W-T. He's hot. And that got me to think, what would you rather be, sexy or hot at that point?
H-O-T-T-O-G-O. Matt LaPay is hot, you know.
That's what happened yesterday. And
holy
Jesse,
smokes.
Am I crazy to think he was very happy when that young lady came over and said that to him?
I think anybody, if someone comes up to you and says, "Hey, you're pretty good looking," like your initial reaction, I'm happily married, thank you, and whatnot. But
is that what you usually say, Jesse?
Well. Next time it happens, I'll let you know. But if someone says something nice to you, like your initial reaction is to
smile.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
And yeah, I think Pops had a nice little smile when this young lady came up and said that to him. Yeah, I think he also smiled and he looked right at you, knowing, oh God, this is going to be what they talk about tomorrow. But he definitely
smiled. He did know that.
He smiled.
Yes, he was fully under. He was fully understanding that was going to make the show, and it did. But, yeah, just a fun day. And there is I believe, a breakout star among. We had four Badger players come out to the Pizza Hut in Platteville.
Okay.
I will reckon to say, and I'm not going to spoil anything because I know our team is going to work hard on getting it out, and I don't want to spoil. But there is a breakout star from a comedic and just from a personality standpoint of those four young men that came out to the Pizza Hut platform yesterday. That I feel very confident in.
And wow. He shares his name with an ESPN personality. How about that?
He does. That's
Lee
true.
Corso?
Matter of fact, as he signs his name, you wouldn't know what his first name is, FYI. You wouldn't, because he just goes as Big.
Dumper?
Big Blank.
Big Blank. You can fill in the rest
of
it.
Oh, dear. But. Okay. All right. So other than Matt LaPay being a handsome devil.
Hot.
And the hot LaPay.
Matter of fact, I think our first broadcast, I hope it's nice and warm out, I think I will refer to him as Hot LaPay for most of the day.
Hot dad.
He's so hot. Bad that this happened, isn't he? No. Like down deep inside.
He's so mad it happened
in front of you.
Maybe.
I think he could be both flattered and irritated that it happened all at the same time,
yeah,
knowing what was going to come from it.
You know the best part of this, though, Jason? Well, there was some, trying to coordinate and book players during training camp. There's a lot of moving parts. So we had to have a plan B just in case the players, something comes up, and maybe they couldn't make it over to the Pizza Hut in Platteville. So our plan B was to utilize the talents of Jesse J. Nelson. And the funniest part of this is we're sitting in the Everlight Solar Studio kind of chopping it up. It's Laney, it's me, it's Chad, it's our team. That was
everyone
kind of
who helped out with the flat tire
this.
Today. Yeah.
And Jesse is trying to act like it's some huge inconvenience to him that he was going to be on air. And it got to the point where, we're spitballing some different ideas. Is there ever a time that you think Jesse doesn't want to be on camera?
Like, no. Ever? No.
Okay.
Come on.
He's acted all week like he is doing some just work of God that he might have to go on air. And then he shows up late yesterday. We have everything filmed, and I can tell old boy is incredibly disappointed. There ain't no airtime for Jelly on our Pizza Hut spots because he showed up late. That's how this all shook out.
I don't know if that's entirely an accurate representation.
You tell me where I'm wrong, Jesse.
I had to hustle up and grab some stuff you assigned me to try and find here in the studio after our show wrapped up yesterday. Jut down to Platteville, which is, it's not the longest hike, but it's over an hour from
terrible
the studio
cell
to
reception.
Get there. The cell
terrible.
Reception,
I've
not
heard
great.
That. Yeah, I've heard that.
And I get there with all my stuff, and we're pretty much done. Everybody's wrapping up. So it's like I made all these extra efforts to accommodate going to this little pizza party.
And we said we appreciated it.
And I got there.
We appreciated it.
And basically it was, not to discount that it was really fun sitting around having lunch with you and my fake dad and, experiencing him being called hot by a young patron at Pizza Hut in Platteville. But basically I just...
Young patron?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ish.
But... Ish. Basically, I drove an hour and 15 minutes just to share a pepperoni pizza with you and then head back. Like, I could have just ordered,
wings.
I could have just
and
got a pizza
wings.
At the Pizza Hut in Sun Prairie and taken it home, and it would have been a much shorter drive, and maybe I wouldn't have had a flat
and
tire
some
this
wings.
Morning.
Ooh,
and
good
Jesse,
point.
You also got to take pictures with some of our great fans. Was it Jane?
Yeah. Darcy in Fitchburg was there.
Darcy.
Darcy came up and said she listened
to every
day.
Did she tell you
day.
You were hot and sexy?
She did not, no.
JJ from Dodgeville
yeah,
popped over,
JJ
took a picture
stopped
with
in.
You?
Yeah, there were a lot of great fans
so,
from the West
let's
Side.
Let's not act like this is just you ordering a pizza sitting on your couch in Sun Prairie. This was not that. Come on.
I had fun, but I was not irritated right. that I wasn't part of the video. It just was, I put a lot of hustle and effort over the last 48 hours trying to take care of you and our friends at Pizza Hut. I showed
take
up
care of me.
And I got to have a stuffed crust slice and a couple of wings with you and LePe, and then I didn't do anything else, is all.
And you only paid like 95 cents.
2.5 hours of driving,
nope.
And I got something I could have got
count,
5 minutes
three,
from
you
home.
You had three slices, including the last piece. So don't act like you just had one slice. Like, come on. Come on.
Was good.
It was fantastic.
It was really
but
hot,
all in
hot
all,
fresh,
again,
it was good.
Fantastic day. I'm going to be very curious how the videos all turn out because we let the boys just kind of do their thing. We gave them I gave them a concept, and then they had creative control, and Pablo and the team captured it. So we'll be excited to check out what that looks like. Again, great day. Thanks again to our friends and partners down at Pizza Hut.
Football season is right around the corner, and that
no,
means
that's
it's
too boring. That
yeah,
you
come
can't
on.
Go to that well every time.
You said you
like,
liked it. I was trying
I
to
do,
give you
but
what
not,
you want.
Like when I'm ranting and raving about something, not when it's like a good
yeah,
finish.
Yeah, we're celebrating
like,
a great it, thing yesterday.
When it's ranting
okay.
and raving,
right,
and you want right, to move
fair,
on, that's beautiful.
Fair okay. No, I first of all. It's not that I wanted to move on from the subject matter. That was great subject matter. It's 10:46, and that was the second segment of the 10 o'clock
hour. No, this is the... Oh, I thought this was our third segment. That's on me, then. Okay.
And Jesse only has 4.5 minutes to take 3 calls for our next fantasy
do this again.
Entrance.
Oh, God.
Well... Because we went 3 earlier, we can't go 2 now and then do 1
no,
later.
It's 3. Let's do 3, 6, and 9 for the pizza slices Jesse ate yesterday.
On now can I do it?
Yeah.
On Wednesday, sure. August 20th, the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football Draft returns and takes over Pottawatomie Sportsbook for an exclusive draft night event. Call now. Callers 3, 6, 9. 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. Callers 3, 6, and 9, 844-770-3776 for your chance to join us for the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy League and go head-to-head with other fans and with the team that Jesse drafts to have fun all season long in pursuit of a championship. Free food, great prizes, full VIP experience, all your favorite ESPN Wisconsin hosts, all for fans, 21 and up. Again, 3, 6, and 9, 3 callers, 3, 6, 9, 844-770-3776. Again, the draft exclusively in person on Wednesday, August 20th, and all lucky winners have 48 hours to claim their spot at this exclusive event. Callers 3, 6, and 9 will win. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Ready to roll, ready or not, ready to give it all I've got. Gotta live to win, get it up, ready to roll, ready or not, ready to give it one more shot. Let the game begin, need something to believe in. Ready to roll.
We'll play trivia next. We are done taking contestants for the Fantasy League
God.
For today.
Jesse's had a tough day. I don't want to put anything else on the big fella.
I mean, in fairness, he has had kind of a tough day.
No, I know. I wasn't joking.
If you had a flat tire on your way into the Everlight Solar Studio, we wouldn't hear
would
the end
good.
Of it for 3 hours. We know exactly.
We know Cousin Sub
that.
Of the day.
Uh-huh.
I'm not arguing that, but I am not going to cry about having to write down a third name and an address. That I also know.
No one cried about it. It was just a little more inconvenient, but I'm used to that around here.
Kind of whiny dog.
All right, briefly...
Yeah.
Briefly, so we can get to trivia. You have been, for a time anyway, you were very adamant about Rashawn Gary being elite. Is that not correct? Am I misrepresenting
it
your
is,
position?
And you know what a lot of it stemmed from? Go back and watch that San Francisco 49ers 13-10 debacle of a game and watch what Rashawn Gary did to the San Francisco 49ers that in a playoff game. go ahead and watch that. And if you tell me that wasn't an elite performance, I'll tell you you're nuts. Okay. Yeah, so to answer your question pointedly, yes.
I will go back and watch that game right after I get done watching Raiders Cardinals to get a better feel for Nate Hobbs.
You are so predictable. Continue.
So I talked to Rashawn, and Rashawn does not lack for confidence or belief in himself. And at one point when we were talking with him, he said, and I quote, "I've been making plays. I've been dominant. But of course, you know me. I'm never satisfied." And then he said the six words that I wanted to hear from him, frankly. "My play has to pick up." He was very detailed about how he needs to be better against play action, diagnosing that when it happens. He's got to be better on early downs when the opponent passes. He had one of the worst pressure rates among pass rushes on first downs in the league. Domofsky had the stat from ESPN Research. He finished last season 45th in the NFL in pressures and 60th in pressure percentage. Now, if he views himself as having been dominant at times, I'm not here to quibble with that. But I could not agree more with the fact that he needs to pick his play up. My question is, in year seven, without a double-digit sack season, and now 4 years removed, 3 years removed from the ACL tear, I think that was November of 22 that happened, what should we expect from Rashawn Gary in 2025 in his second year in the system with Jeff Hafley?
I would think you'd see more consistency from a pressure standpoint. I think that is an interesting point because I think most folks would say he's pretty good against the run. He's not nothing against Preston or Za'Darius Smith, especially Za'Darius. Mm-hmm. Za'Darius was not good against the run.
He was not interested in it.
No. Rashawn Gary plays all of it, and I think part of the reason maybe he does struggle on early downs is because he is the great pass rushers. They'll stop the run, but they're much more interested in getting to the quarterback. And depending on how Hafley looks at it, I don't know if you just let him eat. I don't know what that right formula is. Picking up on cues and understanding it would be better. But for Rashawn Gary, I think this needs to be one of those years where he's in the backfield more, and he is being more disruptive on a consistent basis than what he's been. And that includes first and second down. It can't just be, let's get to third down. You got to earn the right to get to third down. That's what you'll hear coaches talk about. And that's when you get to go hunt. You get to go eat. I would say if Rashawn Gary can get to 10 sacks this year with his pressure rate being in that 20s, not in the 60s, I would look at that and say that was a really good year for Rashawn, because I do believe this is going to be more of a collective effort. And I think Lucas Van Ness needs to ramp up where he is. He has not been. I don't think anybody is going to ever say he's been dominant throughout his first 2 years, where Rashawn Gary had a stretch of dominant play. Lucas has not. And hopefully with Kenny Clark being healthy, all of those things work together in order to allow you to have access off the edge where you're not getting doubled. And I don't think Rashawn, and somebody will have the stats. I don't think Rashawn Gary is not somebody that I think teams are looking at saying, all right, we got to keep a tight end in, we're going to chip. There's times that's the case, but I think teams have looked at it and said, he is strong, but if we have a good offensive tackle, we feel good about letting him go one-on-one with Rashawn. That is the part that I think needs to change. Mm-hmm.
All right, we need to play trivia, but great points by Tausch there. Jesse, what's today's category and which caller would you like?
Today's Wildy and Tausch trivia category, in celebration of our 9th anniversary, it is the Wildy and Tauschiversary. Questions about our show over the history of its run of 9 years, going on the big 10 next year.
Wow.
Well, I guess we got to take caller 9 then, right?
That would seem appropriate, yes.
Caller 9, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 9 plays trivia right now. After Tausch tells us, have you recovered from Bucky assaulting you? Is he still the
Bucky
cute rascal on your car?
That wasn't assault.
Oh, I don't know, Jim.
The knob of his nose hammered against the back of my head. Bucky and I are in a good place, and so are you if you're with UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. And the beautiful part is you can go around and look. UW Credit Union is out in the community all over the place. Keep your banking local. Great member first service, and they have awesome perks like early payday. And, of course, they have all the myriad. If you're mad at Bucky and you want to get something from the terrace or you want something else, but I ain't mad at Bucky no more. Bucky's on my card. And if you love Wisconsin like I do, just can't pay with anything else. Fandom makes you do crazy things. This makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
Trivia's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Let's play some trivia. Sources close to the program tell me that Becca is now working to change the tire on Jesse's vehicle.
She is on scene.
Also, the Rick from North and South is in the area if we would like him to go over there and get some video.
I appreciate that. If you'd like to give Becca lunch, that would probably be better.
She's going to earn it, yeah. Huh? Exactly. All right, let's play trivia. Let's welcome our contestants. It is Sam in Kenosha. Sam, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
The category is our Wildy and Tauschiversary. Tausch, are you participating in any of this, or you want me to run the show?
Yeah, I got the second. Oh, I got the second question.
Coolio. All right. Question numero uno, then, for you, Sam.
Coolio, he said.
Is this? It's more of an early 2000s reference. Considered by many to be the greatest prediction in the history of ESPN Wisconsin. I agree with that assessment, by the way. Tausch's headline, Kissin' Cousins, correctly predicted a tie in 2018 between which two opponents? Was it the Green Bay Packers and Minnesota Vikings, the National League and the American League in the MLB All-Star Game, or Auburn and Alabama?
It was the Packers and the Vikings.
Have you been along for the ride long enough to know that off the top of your head?
Yes. I was going to ask if I could get an extra entry without getting the answers.
There's somebody who does know how we operate and has been with us for a long time. Nice.
And around
done,
for
Sam.
The last 8.5 years, ESPNWisconsinContest.com, where you can find the official rules for entries.
Which redirects from entries.com, I believe was the website that Tausch invented. Yes.
That was one. Yes, indeed. All right, Sam, which of these was not one of the mats Jason so eloquently referenced when famously struggled and nervously asked Matt LaFleur a question in his first appearance on the show after taking over as the Green Bay Packers head coach? Is it Matt Patricia? Matt Nagy, or Matt Stafford?
Matt Stafford.
That is correct.
Yes, there was a time when there were three Matts that were all head coaches in the NFC North. And now Matt LaFleur is the longest tenured head coach in the division and one of the longest tenured coaches in the league, which is pretty wild.
I did look. I could not find the audio of the question asked of Matt LaFleur.
I had that burned.
Yeah, it must not have survived the studio conversion here to our new location. I think that's where we lost
it. I think Matt Foley had that one. I think Matt Foley was
Matt Damon. Matt Hamilton. All right, Sam, question three. A recurring segment throughout the 2019 college football season. Which former Badgers player joined the show weekly to share his insights on Wisconsin football? I think it was on Tuesdays. Was it not on Tuesdays?
It was on Tuesdays, yes.
Was it Ron Dayne, Monte Ball, or John Stocco?
Stocco Tuesdays.
Sam's good.
Stocco Tuesdays.
Did Jesse write that question just because he wanted to play this music? I think emphatically yes.
All right, I'm going to be honest here. So, Sam, I don't want to say that I doubted you, but that was kind of a short-lived deal that we tried, and I was really hoping that Jesse had the audio, and it wasn't going to be as good if you didn't get the question right, so I did ask if it was on Tuesdays for a reason, and you nailed it.
Yeah, that might have helped.
Oh, Stocco Tuesdays is correct with John.
If only it was. Stocco. If only Jesse would have blown his tire out on a Tuesday, Stocco, maybe he could have been able to help get that tire changed.
Oh, Sam, you went 3 for 3. That means you got 4 entries into the drawing, which we're going to do here shortly. God, the music was the best part of that segment. Sam, we appreciate your long time loyalty to the show, buddy. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Love you guys.
I love you guys.
Sam.
You know, when I go...
I'm actually convinced Jesse wanted... obviously, Stocco had a nice career at Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it wasn't for that music... I don't think he ever even broaches Stocco with the opportunity to come on the show. I was convinced of it then, and I'm more convinced of it now.
He hosted ESPN great. Wisconsin College Game Day with me every week.
You
it
know,
was
I understand, but I think it all stemmed. No, I think it all stemmed from. I think it stemmed from you loving that song. Is what I think it all stemmed.
Well, there's a lot to love about that song.
It's a good tune.
I was at a quick catchy trip last night. We got smoothie. Yeah. We were going to get smoothies. The smoothie machine was out of order. We got a coupon from the manager for a free smoothie the next time we're in. So we got for reals instead. It was not Tuesday, but I also got my favorites, the mini Stockos that they have in the heated hotspot area.
Got everything. Quick Trip has everything you can. And a great little fun contest to put a little cash in your pocket. Are you ready to climb to the top this summer? Gear up for Quick Trip's Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Every sip gets you closer to the summit now through August 17th. Play every day for free in the Quick Rewards app, and you can score bonus plays with every eligible item that you grab. Ice Cold Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Gatorade. Got it all. Each week, the cash prize climbs by $5,000, stacking higher until somebody wins that ultimate prize of $250,000 in straight cash money. Open your Quick Rewards app and start climbing. Get on it now. No purchase is necessary. And while you're in store, the bananas and the jumbo onions and the baking potatoes, 29 cents a pound, plus assorted chips and popcorn, 2 for $4. From fuel to free air to clean restrooms, Quick Trip will have you covered. Download that rewards app, play the Mountain Dew Quick Climb, and Quick Trip will see you next time.
The 11 o'clock hour.
This is exactly how LePay was acting after somebody called him hot. This is how happy Jesse. This is the same. This is very equivalent. Look at how happy Jesse is. That's how Matt was yesterday.
11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.